گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم الهی نیاد یه روزی بی تو من زنده بمونم.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته وبتدى بالصخور ميدان أرضه ثم الصلاة والسلام على النير الأعظم ونتيجة العالم أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سيما الحجة بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه فداء. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your prayers, your azadaris and majalis. Bi barakat salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, in this tawfiq and the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me to be with IEC again for these three majlis, the topic that I decided to talk about is the tafsir and interpretation of a khutbah, a sermon with Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. It is a really important sermon. It's khutbah al-Fadakiyya. And it's alhamdulillah becoming a ritual in many masajid in Iran that in the shahada of Sayyida Fatima salamullah alayha, they are reciting this khutbah entirely. It's a long khutbah, and I would not be able to do justice in three majlis, but I try to pick few points from the khutbah and talk about it, inshallah. Recite another salawat. First, let me talk a little bit about the source of this khutbah to see how authentic is this khutbah and how authentic it is not only in our sources but also in the sources of other schools of thought and in the books of our brothers and sisters of Ahlul Sunnah. Actually, the first source which is mentioning this khutbah is not a Shiite source. The first source which is mentioning this khutbah is بلاغات النساء. The author of this book, born in 2003, in the first early years of the 3rd century. So it's very early. It's actually like narrating the khutbah from few generations. And the reason that the Sunni scholar is taking this khutbah in his book is not because he believed that Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was infallible and was ma'asum. No. His reason of bringing this khutbah in his book was that he was trying to collect all of the eloquent and baligh sermons which has been delivered with any woman in Islam. That's why the name of the book is Balaghat al-Nisa. Balagha means every lecture and sermon which is very eloquent. And actually the first khutbah in this book, and you can refer to it, like it's not a rare book. You can find it on internet. Balaghat al-Nisa, search for it and you can find it. The first khutbah is for Aisha. The second khutbah is for Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And the third khutbah is khutbah Zainab al-Kubra salamullah alayha. And it's interesting that he narrates and he says, رَأَيْتُ مَشَايِخَ آلَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ يَرْوُونَهُ عَنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُونَهُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He says, I saw in Shiite communities that مَشَايِخَ آلَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ, the scholars of Abi Talib, the scholars of this school, يَرْوُونَهُ عَنْ آبَائِهِمْ, they are narrating this khutbah, the sermons, from their fathers. And this is very interesting. وَيُعَلِّمُونَهُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they are teaching their children about this khutbah. They are teaching them this khutbah. The interesting thing is that this has been a kind of a tradition that they were teaching their children about this khutbah. But unfortunately, many of our children, even in Islamic schools, they don't ever talk about this beautiful khutbah. And brothers and sisters, this khutbah is a real crash course of Islam. You will see how beautifully, how eloquently Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha is talking and explaining in this khutbah. So before this khutbah, everyone knew about the Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha and about her personality, not through first-hand experience. They knew Fatima through what her father, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was talking about. They knew her because of some kind of interactions that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had with Fatima. They didn't have this opportunity of experiencing her knowledge firsthand up until the day that she comes to masjid and delivers this khutbah. Imam Ali alayhi salam has a beautiful hadith. He says, تَكَلَّمُوا تُعَرَفُوا, speak and you shall be known. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْعَ مَخْبُوءٌ تَحْتَ لِسَانِهِ, because people are hidden beneath their tongue. Unless if they are talking, you would not be able to evaluate the knowledge that that person has. You would not be able to assess their values, their understanding, until the point that she comes or that person comes and talks. Then you would be able to understand, evaluate, ask, and to be able to recognize their wisdom. So here, Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha comes to talk about her knowledge and shows people to be able to experience her knowledge firsthand. She starts with talking about the philosophy of ahkam. And that's very interesting. Because out of many other topics that she can choose, she comes and talks about the philosophy of our rituals. She talks about the philosophy of salat, the philosophy of fasting, the philosophy of going to Hajj, the philosophy of Zakat. And she goes, move on and on until the first portion of her khutbah finishes. So I try to cover few sentences of the first portion. She starts by saying, after Alhamdulillah and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she comes saying, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ تَطْهِيرًا لَكُم مِّنَ الشِّرْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put iman and legislated iman for you. Why? تَطْهِيرًا لَكُم مِّنَ الشِّرْكِ. To purify you, to purify your heart from shirk. So why she's starting from this very fundamental belief in Islam, Tawheed, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you go to the verses of Quran, you will find 1/3 of the verses of Quran talking directly or indirectly about Tawheed. About that whatever you see in this universe are designed in a way that they are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are drawn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether they want or not. That is the real tawheed. To understand that whether you want it or not, this is the path. You are going toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how we are designed. You know, brothers and sisters, the reason that dhanb and gunah and kind of sins are difficult and you become sad after doing this is because of this. It's because your heart is designed to be happy. Your heart is designed to be satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why whenever you do any kind of dhanb, whenever you do any kind of sin, you feel sad. Because you're going against current. And always, always swimming against current, swimming against river is more difficult, is tiring, it's sad. Your heart is designed in that way. Al-qalbu haramullah. فَلَا تُسْكِنْ حَرَمَ اللَّهِ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. Your heart is the holy shrine for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not let it be occupied with any other things, with the love of any other things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-qalbu haramullah. That is, this place is the holy shrine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is designed to be in that way. That's why ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That's why if you're doing them, you're not feeling happy. You're not feeling satisfied. Why? Because your heart is designed in that way. It's like a car which is working with gas. If you put water in it, it's not going to work. It's not proper for it. Why? Because it's designed in that way. If you pour anything, if you pour the love of anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're occupying this place which is designed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by its innate nature with something which is not proper for it. Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِلْنُ الْقُلُوبِ. That's why she is referring to the hub and to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of her khutbah. This is first sentence. And then she comes to prayer. She says, وَالصَّلَاةَ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ عَنِ الْكِبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated prayer for you, salat for you. Why? تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ عَنِ الْكِبْرِ. Because she wanted to make you far away to be arrogant. Why? What is the relationship between salat and being arrogant? Let me explain for you, brothers and sisters. If you go and study just the way that we are praying, okay? The anatomy of Salat. We start by saying Allahu Akbar, and then we kind of, the Salat itself kind of accelerate itself until you go to Ruku'ah. And then you are accelerating again yourself until you reach to the climax of Salat, which is Sajda. And that's where you are finishing the rak'ah. Each rak'ah, each unit starts, and the climax of that rak'ah is Sajda. That's why we are saying, the hadiths are saying that when you are in the position of Sajda, that is the closest position that everyone can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, you're starting, and the climax of your prayer is when you're putting your forehead on dirt, on soil, to signify and to tell to yourself, to remind yourself that this is your origin. You're not a big shot. This is your origin. And then someone came to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he asked him, why we have two sajda in each prayer? Why we have two sajda in each prayer? Imam Ali alayhi salam explains to him by reciting this beautiful ayah from Surah Taha. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, when you are coming up from the first sajda, okay, when you are coming up from the first sajda, this is to remind yourself of the first sentence of this ayah. Minha khalaqnakum. From this soil you have been created. Minha khalaqnakum. You come up. You go to the second sajda, okay, and you recite the continuation of the verse. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And to this soil and dirt you will be returned. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And then you come up from the second sajda, and then you continue reciting the same ayah. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And we are going to resurrect you from the same soil again, which is in the Day of Judgment. So kind of a very summary of our life is in two sajda. Coming up, reminding from the first sajda, coming up, reminding ourselves that minha khalaqnakum, from this you have been created. You go back, you're remembering that you are going to be returned to the dirt again when you are dying. You come up from the second sajda, you are remembering that you are in the Day of Resurrection, you are coming again from the dirt to be alive again. That is why, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that we have two sajdas, that we have two sajdas in each rak'ah, to remind ourselves of this is life, this is the origin, this is the return, and this is how you're gonna go to resurrection and to the Day of Qiyamah. And the beautiful point in this ayah is that the period that we are in this world is the period between the two sajda. Right? You're coming up, minha khalaqnakum, just staying a little while, just short seconds, few seconds, and then going back. How brief it is between the two sajdas. How brief it is. Few seconds. Ali alayhi salam says, your life in this world is the time that you have it between the two sajda, and that's the time you need to say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Ali said, this is how you need to remind yourself in each rak'ah of all prayers 17 times every day. Hazrat Fatima Salamullah alayha says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salata tanzihan lakum anil kibr. This is the second sentence. And then she continues. She continues going to fasting, saying, As-siyama tathbitan lil-ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for you as-siyam, fasting. Why? To see which one, who among you is really sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why salat was not a reason, a sign for ikhlas, but fasting was. What is the difference between salat and fasting? What is the difference? What is the difference between fasting and when you are giving charity? In all other rituals that we do, it's the matter of doing something, right? So the opportunity and the chances of you showing off and doing it for other reasons than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more. But when you come to fasting, is it doing something? No. Fasting is not doing a lot of things. Is not eating, is not drinking, is not and not and not and not. And when it comes to the definition of fasting, all of our scholars are saying al-faq. Faq means like doing nothing. Like it's not about doing things, it's about not doing things. Right? So Hazrat Fatima Salamullah alayha says, if you want to test, if you want to test whether you are having ikhlas or not, test yourself in hidden rituals, in hidden ibadat. Test yourself whether you are doing Salat al-Layl, which is hidden. Test yourself whether you are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fasting. Because you fast and no one knows, right? No one knows. It's like La ilaha illallah. Many other dhikr that we do, like when you are saying Allahu Akbar, your tongue is moving and your lips are moving. So other people knew that you are doing dhikr. But when you are saying La ilaha illallah, your lips are not moving, right? That's why they are saying that La ilaha illallah is the dhikr of ikhlas. No one knows, because the lips are not moving, right? La ilaha illallah is the zikr of ikhlas, and the act of ikhlas is fasting. She says, As-siyama tathbitan lil-ikhlas. To test yourself whether you are sincerely doing ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or maybe there are other reasons are involved. Let's go to the next sentence. وَالْحَجَّ تَشْيِيدًا لِلدِّينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated Hajj to show the glory of Islam. How? How? You know, if you are feeling that you are a minority in this world, if you are feeling that you are so weak, if you are feeling that Muslims are kind of doing nothing in this world and you're kind of like disappointed, go to Hajj. Go to Hajj and see how all Muslims from all over the world are coming, getting there together to show how Islam can show itself. You know, unfortunately, the people who are running this place, this holy place, are kind of becoming the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the place itself, okay, Tawbat is purified no matter who is running that place. The people who are, the actual runner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about the people who are occupied there for periods, like maybe a few centuries. Who knows? Inshallah, in near future, we will have them maybe in cemeteries somewhere. I don't know. But think about what is happening there, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we are not, because of this family there, we are not able to think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done there. Right? Because think, a lot of people, I've talked with many people, okay, who were kind of wishy-washy about Islam, but when they got there, the experience that they had it there kind of changed their whole life. It was the moment that they decided, oh my God, this is Islam. We are not something, we are not a religion that started like 14 centuries ago. We have started from Adam to Khatam, the message of Islam, which was the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not started with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But it started from Adam alayhi salam and continued with Ibrahim al-Hanif. And that's why we are doing all of these rituals, remembering Ibrahim al-Hanif alayhi salam, coming from the same family. And think about this, what happened to Malcolm X and many other people who went to Hajj, and all of a sudden, this became a life-changing experience for them. وَالْحَجَّ تَشْيِيدًا لِلدِّينِ. He has legislated Hajj to fortify, to strengthen, to show the nobility of Islam to everyone. And then she goes, and this is the last sentence that I'm explaining tonight, and then she goes to the next sentence saying, وَإِمَامَتَنَا أَمَانًا مِنَ الْفَرْقَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated our leadership, our imama, our wilaya. Why? To bring everyone together. To bring unity between Muslims. It's interesting. Because some are using the same khutbah to bring disunity between Muslims. They're thinking that when Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha went there to talk about Fadak, she wanted to bring this unity. No! Actually, it was exactly the other way around. Look, إِمَامَتَنَا أَمَامًا مِنَ الْأَمَانًا مِنَ الْفِرْقَةِ. The reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated imama and wilaya is because He didn't want all of us to be divided. Look, someone came to Imam Ali alayhi salam immediately after the Saqifa, okay? And he was not a Muslim, he was a Jewish guy, came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, okay? And kind of making fun of Muslims. Why? Because he was saying, he came to Imam Ali alayhi salam immediately after this event and told him, look, you Muslims, few days after the demise of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which I'm adding, you are disputing over the successorship of him. Are you, how kind of a Muslim you are, how kind of a follower you are to your prophet, and you are claiming that we are Muslims and we are the followers of our prophet. Look, Imam Ali alayhi salam here is victim, right? Because his haqq, his right, is being stolen right now. So he can... This is a good opportunity for him to say, yes, you are right, they took my right, and goes on, right? He doesn't answer him like this. He says, look how wisely Imam Ali alayhi salam is answering this Jewish guy. He is saying, look, you don't say anything to us. Remember when Bani Israel were crossing the Red Sea. As soon as they crossed the Red Sea, their feet were still wet when they started worshipping cows instead of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Musa, your prophet, was still alive. Your prophet Musa was still alive. You crossed it, and like within few months, even less than few months, 40 days, you started to forget the most fundamental message that your prophet had for you. It was the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping Him, and you forgot. We are not disputing anything about our fundamental belief. We both believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the same Qibla. We believe in the same book. We believe in the same book. We believe in the same prophet, and goes on and on and on talking about to this Jewish guy, talking about all of the common elements that we have. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam saved Islam for us. This is how he reacted, even when his rights, he was not thinking about his own rights, he was thinking about us. But these days, let me recite a little bit of Musiba and then continue the khutbah and the sermon of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, inshallah, tomorrow night. But these days, Imam Ali alayhi salam and the three kids, which are still very young, are remembering the days and night which Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was going to sajda, and all the night, from the beginning of the night until morning, she was praying for whom? She was praying for this neighbor, for that neighbor, for all of the neighbors. They are remembering that their mother were praying for all of these neighbors. But the same neighbors didn't allow her even to cry in her house for her father. The same neighbors came to Imam Ali alayhi salam saying, tell to your wife, either cry in the morning or at night, we are not able to stand this. Imam Ali alayhi salam builds Bayt al-Ahzan for Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. But brothers and sisters, these days Imam Ali alayhi salam comes home, and every corner of this home is, this corner was my wife sitting down, that corner, all of the corners of the house are full of memories of my wife. Where are you, Fatima? And he was doing musiba for himself. La ilaha illallah. Ali became orphan. Maybe the only one who could understand Imam Ali alayhi salam, the only one who was very bravely was defending Imam Ali alayhi salam, the real soldier of Wilaya. Sallallahu alayka. Ya Fatima az-Zahra. Ya qurrata ayn ar-Rasul. Ya سيدتنا ومولاتنا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله We all are Shiite. We all call her mother. She is our mother. We all are becoming orphans. Take your heart to Baqi. Stand in front of the Baqi and all of us, let's recite together this together. Ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana. واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجتنا يا وجيعتان اشفعي لنا Don't be quiet here all together. Ya Waji Hatan. Ishfa'i lana. Ya Waji Hatan. Ishfa'i lana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our dhunub. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the insight and the wisdom that she had in all of his sermons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be a good follower of her May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be a good soldier of his son, Imam Mahdi, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Let's recite du'a al-faraj all together. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل وليا وقاعدا ودليلا حتى تسكنه أرضك وتمتعه طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات
بی تو من زنده بمونم، نزاد استم از تو دور شم، نزاد استم از تو دور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم. کی میتونه بعد زهرا، کی میتونه بعد زهرا واسه من سنگ صبور شه، واسه من سنگ صبور شه. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا مادر مادر،
یا زهرا مادر جان، یا مادر جان،
یا زهرا صدا تو، از خونه نبر صدا تو، صدای گرم دعا تو، صدای گرم دعا تو. تو بگو بدم چطوری، تو بگو بدم چطوری، من جواب بچه ها تو، من جواب بچه ها تو. بانوی رفته به خوابم، بانوی رفته به خوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم. نشگنی شیشه عمرم، نشگنی شیشه عمرم، نکنی خون خرابم، نکنی خون خرابم. ای امیشم نشینم علی جان، ای امیشم نشینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
روزه مال بچه ها،
مادر جان، یا زهرا مادر مادر، یا زهرا مادر مادر. نمیتونم به زمینم که دم بدم بیهوش میشی، آروم آروم میسوزی، پیش چشام خاموش میشی. جون زینب دوباره چشماتو وا کن و ببین، آسمون ابری تره یا چشم این گول نشین. منو تنها نذاری، روی دلم پا نذاری، منو تنها نذاری، روی دلم پا نذاری. میونه این همه دشمن علی را جا نذاری، میونه این همه دشمن علی را نذاری. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا